Well, good morning, KRFY listeners, and thanks for tuning in to the morning show today, Wednesday, June 11th. I'm Susie Prez, and I have guests in the studio to talk with students from the Nova High School and teacher Michael Seifert. They are going to tell us all about their upcoming play, Hadestown. But first, let's do a little introduction first, because they're standing here with smiles on their face. So let's just say your name. I'll say your name. You say hi and tell us the part you're playing in the play, Hadestown. Melody Whitlock.
Hi, I'm playing Eurydice.
Beatrice Lawson.
Hi there, I'm playing Persephone.
And River Corcoran.
Hi, I'm playing Hermes.
Okay. And Karn Rookie.
Good morning, I'm playing Orpheus.
And Michael Seifert, teacher.
Good morning.
Let's first talk about Mr. Seifert, teacher Mr. Seifert. So these are students from the Nova High School. How come you're involved, and tell us a little bit about Nova High School?
Well, Nova High is an initiative which started 2 years ago with it's Waldorf inspired and has an emphasis on the arts, especially also drama and outdoor ed, as well as the standard focus on academics.
And how long has it been going on? And, you know, an initiative like this has a reason that it started.
So we've been here 2 years and really wanted to offer something new in Sandpoint for students that not only were interested in academics, but expressing the full range of their capacities. So their creative side, the side that is in their bodies as well, needs to be connected to their curriculum.
So does this is this kind of an offshoot off from Waldorf education? Is there a philosophical undertones to this?
Yes. So Waldorf education, founded by Rudolf Steiner 100 years ago, we have a Waldorf school in Sandpoint that's been very well established. And yes, this is an offshoot. Students, both Waldorf and homeschoolers and others, looking for something really that's enlivening, and we're really trying to keep the students alive and awake and engaged.
So regardless of the fact that it may not continue on, it has been a success.
Incredible success. The students have, I came out of retirement to teach these students. They really immediately showed me that they had something really different and special, and really reminded me why I began teaching and wanted to come back and really engage with them in this kind of a creative way.
Well, it sounds very interesting. And part of the curriculum and the pedagogy is to come out of yourself enough to take on other roles and parts. And that's where every year there's a class play.
Yes, since first grade, class play every year. In the beginning, it is you can imagine first, second, third graders, they've memorized lines, and it's wonderful. When you get into seventh, eighth grade and beyond, we're really learning drama and the ability to step into other personalities, and there's a whole lot of perspective and compassion that students, you have to have when you step into drama. You need to really step into the shoes and walk in the moccasins, so to speak, of another.
And how do you think that prepares them to move into the bigger world?
Empathy and compassion. It's something we all need.
Right. So by taking on another part of another character, that brings you empathy and compassion.
It does. Also, really confidence to be able to step on stage in front of 100, 200, you know, people that are watching you, and you're really having to be vulnerable. It really is transforming to be able to step out in front of an audience and forget your fears and really go for it.
Right. Okay, so the play that they're doing this year, why don't one of you students raise your hand if you'd like to be the one to tell us about the play and where you're at in it and what's coming up?
Yeah.
River.
Sure, yeah. I'm River. I play Hermes. So Hadestown is kind of a mix of Greek mythology and current, almost New Orleans-style music and acting. We've been practicing this musical all year, but we've really been focusing on it more intensely in the last 3 weeks. And we have been practicing over in Hope, over at the Hope Marketplace, where we've been doing run-throughs and working on choreography with the help of not only Mr. Seifert, but other acting teachers in the area. And then in the last week, we've moved to the Panada Theater, where we've been doing full run-throughs. And like it's been mentioned, we perform Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But this musical means a lot to me just because, as has been mentioned, the story and the theme of, it's a tragedy, but it's been told before, and that's the beauty of it. And learning to persevere through hard times and learning to, even if you understand how it's going to end, still try it again. That aspect, I think, is a key role for this musical. And that's something I think we can all take away from it. And I'm really excited to bring to the audience.
Wow. Okay. So you have a very strong ability to tell us about the play that's coming up. And did you get that out of the work that you've been doing since the beginning of school, really? So you knew about this play going into this year.
Absolutely. Yeah, this was actually one of the reasons I was so excited about this year. Last year, we did a different musical or play called Little Women, and I actually didn't get to, or I did, I chose not to be a part of that one. And so coming into this year, I made sure I wanted to be, part of this musical so I could end things out on a positive note.
And your experience so far has proved to be the right decision.
100%. I've learned a ton, and I'm just really excited to be part of this.
Now, you may have mentioned, because I kind of half listened to some things as we're talking, but who wants to tell us about a little bit more about the play as far as the storyline, it looks like we're going to be talking with Karn Rookie.
So this play, Hadestown, it's based on the Greek mythology for Orpheus and Eurydice, which is, it's a love story, it's a tragedy, it's a story of hope, it's really explores all the different aspects of human nature, I guess. It goes through all sorts of stuff. So we have Orpheus, who falls in love with Eurydice, and then Eurydice tragically dies in the Greek myth, and Orpheus goes to the underworld to retrieve her, and it is about the journey and everything it takes to get her back.
That's some deep stuff.
Yes, yeah.
So, girls, one of you plays Eurydice.
Yeah, I do.
And what have you learned?
I've learned quite a bit. Like, there's so much that I've learned that, I can't really say it all, I bet. But, it's when I first decided that I wanted to play this role, it was something that I kind of wanted to do, but I didn't really. And when I first really got into it, then I started to really feel what you need to feel to be in this role. And it's honestly been the greatest experience. And I've really opened up and come out of my shell so much, which is really awesome.
Transformative.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a lot of music in this play. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're the music teacher at the high school.
It's a sung-through musical.
A sung-through musical, meaning there's no dialogue?
There's it's some spoken lines through the music, but 95%+ of it is sung through.
It's kind of like an opera. Mm-hmm. You could say that. So do we want to give a sample of the singing now? How many songs did you bring today?
Well, we've got two for sure, and certainly if there's time, we could do more.
And just the number of students in the play who are at any, not all of them are singing at the same time, so it's like bringing choruses together here and there and everywhere.
We have a group of 5 workers that is kind of our chorus that are backing a lot of the action.
Okay, are they here today?
They are, in their second role, because we actually have a dual cast. We have 2 of Eurydice and Persephone play workers in the, we'll play workers Saturday evening, but the other shows, they'll be the main roles.
How many students are at the high school?
I think we're 13, right?
13? Is it
14.
14. Okay.
14.
I think we started the year with 16.
So what do you think? Should we give a sound? Yes. Should we have one of the songs? Yes.
So we've prepared Way Down Hadestown.
Okay. And you have some background music to put on?
Yes.
Okay.
Ready? So we'll start it. Ready?
On the road to hell, there was a railroad track.
Oh, come on!
There was a train coming up from way down below.
That was not 6 months.
Better go get your suitcase packed. Guess it's time to go. She gon' ride that train.
Ride that train.
She gon' ride that train.
Ride that train.
She gon' ride that train to the end of the line. Cause the king of the mine's coming to call. Did you ever wonder what it's like on the underside?
Way down under.
On the yonder side.
Way down yonder.
On the other side of his wall. Follow that dollar for a long way down. Far away from the poorhouse door. Either get to hell or to Hadestown. Ain't no difference anymore. Way down, Hadestown. Way down under the ground. Hound dog howling, the whistle blows. The train come a-rolling, clickety-clack. Everybody trying to get a ticket to go. But those who go, they don't come back. We're going way down,
Hadestown. Way down under the ground.
Winter's night, summer's o'er. Hear that high and lonesome sound of my husband coming for to bring me home to Hadestown.
Way down, Hadestown, way down under the ground.
Down there it's a bunch of stiffs. Brother, I'll be bored to death. Gonna have to import some stuff just to entertain myself. Give me morphine in a tin. Give me a crate of the fruit of the vine. Takes a lot of medicine to make it through the winter time.
Way down, Hadestown, way down under the ground.
Every little penny in the wishing well.
Every little nickel on the drum.
On the drum.
All them shiny little heads and tails. Where do you think they come from?
They come from way down,
Hadestown, way down under the ground.
Everybody hungry, everybody tired, everybody slays by the sweat of his brow. The wage is nothing and the work is hard. It's our graveyard. Hadestown,
way down, Hadestown, way down underground.
Mr. Hades is a mean old boss.
With a silver whistle and a golden scale.
An eye for an eye.
And he weighs the cost.
A lie for a lie.
And he sold for sale.
Sold
to the king on the chromium throne.
Throne
to the bottom of a sing sing sound.
With a little wheel squeal and a big wheel groans.
And you better forget about your wishing well.
Way down, Hadestown, way down under the ground.
On the road to hell, there was a railroad car. And the car door opened, and a man stepped out. Everybody looked, and everybody saw it was the same man they'd been singing about.
You're early.
I missed you.
Miss...
This mighty king must be making some mighty big deals. Seems like he owns everything.
Kinda makes you wonder how it feels.
All aboard! A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Okay, now I can clap.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's definitely dialogue music. It's telling you a story, and there's a little talking in there. And how is it also makes me think that there's dancing in this play.
A lot of it, yeah.
Yep. Yes. Let's talk about that. Who wants to talk about that? Beatrice?
Yeah, so basically this music style is jazzy, bluesy, kind of. So a lot of the... A lot of the dancing, it's like, it's not exactly choreographed. It's pretty much just like, this is a party, basically. Everyone's having fun. Everyone's dancing. Everyone's drinking. It's a scene for sure.
Well, what are they celebrating? Orpheus going to the underworld to find Eurydice?
No, not as much. They're more celebrating spring and the arrival of Persephone, because she comes up every 6 months to initiate spring, and then she goes back down in the fall for winter, and that's how the seasons come. So they're always celebrating her arrival and then her departure.
Okay, well, you're doing this play at exactly the right time, because we're still in spring, even though it feels like summer.
Yeah.
And it will be performed at the Panada on the 13th, 14th, and 15th. We'll get into more of that in a little bit. But this is, I was surprised by the music. I love it. It's very uplifting and fun. So I can imagine you're having a lot of fun on stage.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Definitely. And any folks that would be coming out to see this play would get quite an experience. Karn, why don't you tell... why don't you tell us what kind of experience someone who doesn't know anything about it would really just take away, hopefully?
Wow, so, hopefully we're going to arouse everybody's emotions. It's a, it's quite the experience. I think the overall feeling you would get from it is to be able to push through anything, even if you know how it is going to turn out, even if you know something is going to go bad, the ability to persevere through that and to push past all your fears, that's kind of the main directive of this play, I guess. That's what it teaches us.
Well, it seems like an appropriate time in your lives because as you step out into the bigger world, and you're moving in that direction, River, you're going sooner than the rest. You do need a lot of courage, and you do need to have a sense that what you're looking for, and also having fun at the same time. This is the fun time of your life. Not that my age is not fun, but it's different. So, good way of saying that, Karen, about... finding the courage and stuff. Okay. Yes. Beatrice.
Yeah, and I feel like everyone in the audience can find at least one of the characters to relate to, because there's so many different parts. See, Orpheus is just trying to find love. He's working on a song to fix the world. Eurydice is just trying to find a home. She's lonely. She's hungry. She's cold. She needs a place to stay. And Orpheus couldn't give that to her in time. Hades is completely, who we don't have here with us today, is completely closed off to all reality. He only sees, he's basically just closed off completely. And then Persephone, who I play, is drowning herself in alcohol to hide her sorrows. That's not in the original Greek tragedy, but that was this adaptation of it.
And did your group, your cast members and the teacher, bring new stuff into this, the writing of this play?
I wouldn't say so much as the writing. We definitely got to have a lot of inspiration when it came to choreography and, you know, kind of choosing and deciding what looks good for our set, you know, what looks good for our movements, the dances, whether they be between two characters or with all of them. That was where we really got to have a lot of inspiration and make it our own.
You also get to interpret your character somewhat. So Hermes, River brings a certain element to Hermes that is different for every performance.
So who is Orpheus?
I am.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay, I had those mixed up. But it sounds like there's a lot of interpretation, as you mentioned. So it's an incredibly creative process that you've all been through. As you said, it kind of sets you up for facing life in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
What I was going to say earlier is I enjoy once I do, like, impersonate my character, and once I finally got into her about, like, 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago even, I got to, like, see how she would act, and acting like her and dancing like her is really, like, the joy of it, and it's, like, really magical once you do find that, which is awesome for the audience as well to see.
So in a truly creative project like this, process, it brings about something new and different all the time, which is a metaphoric way of looking at life, too. Stay open because you don't know what's going to kind of transform and bring more to what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. It also gives us the opportunity to look from inside someone else's shoes, to have more compassion for someone, for whatever they're going through.
Nice. I just want to remind the KRFY listeners, this is 88.5 KRFY, your community-supported community radio. And I'm Susie Perez. I'm here with some of the students from Nova High who are putting on a play called Hadestown. It's being performed at the Panada on the 13th, 14th, and 15th. And we're really talking, these are students, high school students, who are telling us about the creation and the evolution, so to speak, of this play. Do you think that there's still, I want to say their names real quickly, Melody Whitlock, Beatrice Lawson, River Corcoran, and Karen. A lot of words.
It's all right.
Okay. But really, as you said, you've created this play in so many ways. There's the framework that came with it, but you have, as you have paid attention, as you've developed your characters, you've evolved it. Do you feel that there's still evolving happening?
Definitely, there's still evolving happening. I mean, we just moved into the Panada, which gave us our like official space to perform. We're all still exploring our characters. Even last year, after we did Little Women, I rewatched the film and I just like thought of all the things that it could have been more developed. So there's definitely still developing going on, and it's going to keep going on even throughout while we're performing. It's going to keep developing even then.
So how do you handle the fact that you've worked really hard to get all your lines, the music, mostly music, and the choreography, and, you know, unfolding the story, but you're bringing something to the audience. And as you just said, Beatrice, it's evolving even in the moment.
Yeah.
So definitely. How do you adapt to being that flexible in the moment?
Well, I think when you're fully in your character, you know, even if you missed a line or even if you sung the melody a little wrong, you know, the ability to just stay in that character's perspective and from that character's perspective allows for, you know, actually just living through that character. And so at that point, it doesn't matter if you missed the line because you are that character. And that character, you know, doesn't necessarily have to have every word correct because it's more about, you know, bringing a feeling to the audience. And that feeling can be brought stronger when the character is being lived through instead of making sure all the lines are correct.
It's what makes the musical come alive. When we create this world, the audience is invited and we're living those roles. And so it's spontaneous, some of what happens.
That's the beauty. Living into your character, you said that a couple times. How did you integrate your that character into yourself over a period of time? You've been working on this since the beginning of school in some way, shape, or form, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, there's kind of two sides to it, you know. There's the whole side of, like you said, learning the lines, memorizing the lines, and, you know, watching videos or other performances of other people being, you know, in my case, Hermes. And that's all great, but I think a deeper aspect to it that's really important that I've had the chance to work on is, you know, just seeing the world through my character's eyes. And so, for example, for me, I'm Hermes, and Hermes is the messenger god, and he has a lot of wisdom. He's seen a lot of things. And so I've even found myself, you know, in my everyday life, seeing the things that I would normally do, whether they be like, you know, doing my laundry or driving to school, you know, I've often seen that world through Hermes' eyes, and living through that allows me to deeply, you know, connect to Hermes and then bring that to the audience.
Wait a minute. You drive to school? I knew you when you were
first
grade.
Yeah, I'm 18. Yeah.
I had to get that in. Okay. That's fantastic. What an opportunity for someone in your place in life to experience this. It's more than just putting on the play, but how are you feeling about the 13th, 14th, and 15th? Excited? Ready to go?
Super excited. I'm ready. The nerves haven't kicked in yet. I don't know if they will, but I'm super excited.
I think the nerves have something, a part to play too, actually.
Yeah, it's really exciting. The other day, actually, backstage, I found myself just imagining that theater, all those seats with people in them, and it never really hit me until then. I was like, oh, there's actually going to be people out there. This is going to be something that's really happening, and you don't really feel that until really close to when you're at the play. You get this whole process of learning everything, doing all this, and it still feels like it's not happening. And then when you're at the theater, you go, oh my gosh, this is an actual thing. And that's really quite the feeling. It's jittery, but it's really amazing.
I think there's an element of magic involved in that, actually.
Absolutely.
Letting yourself go forward with that edge. There's a little, when I started broadcasting, it was a little terrorizing. I thought, it's kind of fun to walk on the edge of terror. Just you embrace it, sort of, so to speak. Anything else? Let's see, the teacher. Okay, let's get back to the teacher for a minute. Mr. Seifert has brought these students to the point where they are ready to go and excited about doing a play called Hadestown at the Panada this 13th, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So why did you pick this play? Did you pick it with them? Did you tell them about it? And it was a group effort, or did you just know these students enough to know that this was the right play for them?
Both, actually. So it's a process. I found the musical. It hit me over the head. It's like, this is incredible. But as with older students, you know, they're really young adults here, they need to have a piece in really taking on and embracing the musical in order for it to work. And so, yes, certainly I brought it, and I needed them to go, yes, this is it. And the first time they saw it, they needed to sleep on it. And when they came back the next day, they were like, wow. And so there you go.
So how did they see it?
Well, there are Broadway versions, and they make their way to YouTube. So that was a way that we were able to actually get, you know, to envision it. We actually did all eventually go to Spokane to see the Broadway version of it. This is the first year that Hadestown, and this is Hadestown Teen Edition, has been available for schools to actually perform. So we're really part of the first wave here.
Did you have to buy the script or whatever?
Absolutely. We license this through Concord Theatricals.
So this is a financial endeavor, too.
It's very expensive to put on a musical.
Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit at the end, a little bit more about the details of how to access this incredible opportunity to see these students transform and bring something special to our Sandpoint, North Idaho area. I think it's time for another song.
Yeah. This one's called Living It Up on Top.
And all right.
It features Persephone. Here we go.
And on the road to hell, there was a lot of waiting.
Waiting.
Everybody waiting on a train.
Waiting on a lady with a...
Waiting on a train to bring that lady.
Lady.
With a suitcase back again. She's never early, always late.
Waiting, waiting.
Now these days she never stays for long, but good things come to those who wait. Here she comes.
Well, it's like they said, I'm an outdoor girl.
And you're late again.
Married to the king of the underworld.
She forgot a little thing called spring.
Are you wondering where I've been?
Yeah, where you been?
I'm wondering.
Been to hell and back again. But like my mama always said, brother, when you're down, you're down. When you're up, you're up. If you ain't 6 feet underground, you're living it up on top. Let's not talk about hard times. Pour the wine, it's summertime. Cause right now we're living it.
How are we living it?
Living it, living it up. A brother right here, we're living it.
Where are we living it?
Living it up on top. Who makes the summer sunshine bright? That's right, Persephone. Who makes the fruit of the vine get ripe?
Persephone.
That's me. Who makes the flowers bloom again in spite of a man?
You do.
Who's doing the best she can? Persephone, that's who. Now some may say the weather ain't the way it used to be. But let me tell you something that my mama said to me. You take what you can get and you make the most of it. So right now we're living it.
How are we living it?
Living it, living it up. Brother right here, we're living it.
Where are we living it?
Living it up on top.
It was summertime on the road to hell. There was a girl who had always run away. You might say that it was in spite of herself that this young girl decided to stay. There was a poor boy with a lyre.
Who says times are hard?
The flowers bloom, the fruit got ripe, and brother, for a moment there.
Anybody want a drink?
The world came back to life! Whoa.
Just enough to fill our cups.
Living it up on top.
Brother, pass that bottle around. Cause we're living it up.
Let the poet bless this round.
Woo!
Orpheus!
Woo!
To the patroness of all of this, Persephone.
Hear, hear.
Who has finally returned to us with wine enough to share. Asking nothing in return. Except that we should live and learn to live as brothers in this life. And to trust, she will provide. And if no one takes too much, there will always be enough. She will always fill our cups.
I will.
And we will always raise them up. to the world we dream about, and the one we live in now. Cause right now,
how are we living it? Living it, living it up. Brother, right here, we're living it. Where are we living it? Listen here, I'll tell you where we're living it. Up on top,
up on top.
Living it up, and we ain't gonna stop. Living it, living it,
living it, living it.
Are we living it?
Where are we living it?
Living it, living it,
living it, living it, living it up on top.
Last one.
Okay. So that was great and a lot of energy. And it really does. Music can tell a story. It was definitely dialogue in the music. A couple questions came up while I was listening. Are you going to have live band instruments, or is it? No. Okay.
No.
And who, besides Michael Seifert, your teacher, gave you vocal training? Someone's playing guitar, it looks like.
Oh, yes. I play guitar as Orpheus on stage. That is part of my role. He's a musician working on a song to fix the world, and
yeah,
that's part of the thing.
So that is live accompaniment. And Elizabeth Tarsio and Hannah
Yates
were the vocal coaches.
Not Dave and Megan Yates' daughter, Hannah.
Hannah Yates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew her when she was a baby. Okay. That's just too weird. Okay. Anyways. So what role did the teacher play in, besides bringing the, did you really just turn this over and give guidance, or, because it looks like they really have it.
Well, aside from playing the shepherd here and keeping them on track, I'm giving them all the tools they need, the music, providing that so that they can practice. I'm inspiring them with choreography, bringing details, building the set, pretty much everything that isn't being on stage, I've been taking care of.
So a question, because this is kind of a modern picture of a Greek play, are you wearing hip, cool clothes or more Greek-style clothes? Or does it transform midway?
It's almost Depression era, really. Because Hadestown, the underworld, is symbolized by all the factory workers and the industry.
Okay, so the women are wearing kind of...
It's kind of a jumble of stuff.
Okay.
Like, Hermes wears this metallic suit, which is awesome. Eurydice and Orpheus, pretty much everyday clothes.
Okay.
And the workers have, like, this Hadestown uniform that's overalls and boots and a cap.
Kind of representing the union.
Yeah.
The workers of the world.
And also lack of individuality.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Where do you break out of that as a human going into the world, right?
Yeah, so in the end, Orpheus actually... Yeah, here, you want to get on that?
No spoilers.
Oh, okay.
You got to come see
spoiler
it.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
no,
see it.
We're not going to do that. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about... Is anyone sponsoring this? Because we know that there's a lot of costs involved to put something on at this level, which I just want to give a shout out to the listeners. If you want to do something really incredible this weekend, you can come out to this play because it is at the top level of,
The Panada has been an in-kind sponsor. We've had the Hope Marketplace was generously donated for our rehearsal space by Callie Thurman. That's really been our sponsorship at this point.
Okay, so why doesn't someone tell us about where to get tickets, how to access this opportunity?
The site that most people can find most easily will be the Panada events page, and there'll be a link to find the Hadestown page, which will take you to the novahigh.org website where you'll actually purchase tickets.
And what time are the plays on the 3rd? This is the Nova High school play called Hadestown?
Correct. And so Friday evening, performance starts at 6, doors open an hour earlier. Saturday we have a 2 p.m. matinee and a 7 p.m. performance as well. And Sunday our finale is at 6 p.m.
How is everyone going to feel when it's all over? Because it's encapsulated. I'm sure someone's going to record it or, you know, video it.
Yeah.
But other than that, your intense amount of transformation and energy put into this is going to come to an end.
I know I'm going to be super sad. This has been like an awesome thing. And it's helped all the students really connect in a way that we couldn't have. And so I'm going to miss it. And I'm definitely going to be super sad, but it'll have been a great experience that I was so grateful to have had.
Anyone else? Is that pretty much how everyone feels?
That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
This is quite an experience for people your age. Good job on putting it together and letting yourself find your character, because that is the gift you're bringing to the audience. And as we talked while before we started, the audience is an integral part, because you start playing off from that and you will, you know, you're bringing something that someone out there, maybe all of them, just will pick up. Anything else you'd like to say, Mr. Seifert, teacher?
Please, we look forward to having you there. Come be part of our incredible production, because it takes a live audience.
And can I just say thank you so much to Michael Seifert and Cheryl Seifert for letting us have this opportunity.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
There you go. I want to thank Melody Whitlock, Beatrice Lawson, River Corcoran, and Karen Rookie for coming in, students from Nova High, and teacher Mr. Michael Seifert. This is really fun. I think you're going to do a great job, and it's going to be really a gift to our community. So good work, good job, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, you bet.